Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Thank God, Dotson. Are you hearing me? Because at that time, it's hard to think good thoughts. So think some God thoughts. And think, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love returns blessing instead of cursing. Love doesn't whip that person even though I want to. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what you do? You practice that word. And you walk out of that thing. And the devil said, boy, I'm telling you what, he told you. Boy, I'm telling you what, you came out on the short end of that thing. Boy, you're a fool now. Boy, look at you. And you know what? When the devil starts talking like that, just turn and say, oh, thank you, Mr. Devil. Thank you for confirming to me that I did the right thing and pleased God. Because you wouldn't be aggravating me right now if I had done what you wanted to do. But since I did what the Word says, my faith just grew. And that won't be a bother to me anymore because faith in me is growing because I'm practicing the Word of God. Amen. Amen. How do I practice that Word of God? Next time you pray and it looks like it's worse, instead of going, oh God, I just knew it wouldn't work. You know what you do? You catch yourself and say, Lord, I don't care what I see. I don't care what I feel. I'm going to lift my hands and thank you. Jonah was in the belly of a big fish. I mean, he had seaweed wrapped around his head. He's trying to be digested by that big whale. But in the midst of all that, he was praying to you and praising you. And he called all that lying vanities. And I'm not going to let these lying vanities determine who I am. I want to praise you, and Lord, I will yet praise you and thank you. You know, the Bible says that we are to come in before his presence with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. You know, it doesn't say we're to leave his presence with thanksgiving and leave his courts with praise. It says we're to enter into his presence with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. You know what that means? With the problem, with all the struggle, with everything, we are coming to God with all those problems, but we're not coming to God fussing and crying and complaining and moaning and groaning. We're coming to God and praising. And why? Because we believe he is the God who's bigger than those problems, and we're bringing those problems to him, and we're acting like he's going to get us through. Hallelujah. A lot of us want to get the blessing and then leave praising God. But he says we're to come into his presence thanking him and praising him. Why? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. And faith is the evidence. It's the title deed that my blessing is there and I'm going to have it, praise God. But you know what? You got to do these things. And some of you just need to go ahead and get your rededicator out, because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to have to learn a scripture if you're going to be a doer of the word. It's called 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. What is that? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to mess up a few times before you get it right. Now, I'm not giving you a license to sin. You'll do enough sinning without license anyway. I'm giving you an answer as how you get rid of the guilt and the condemnation if you mess up while you're growing your faith. Because you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he wrote in 1 John 2, he said, I'm not writing this that you go out and sin. I'm writing this so that if you mess up while you're trying to live for God, I'll be there to help you to clean it up and help you to grow so you won't do it again. Amen. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to keep growing and growing and growing. Hallelujah. It may be, you know what? I haven't done that sin for the last 5 minutes. Whoo, hallelujah. And then it gets to the place where I haven't done that for an hour. Whoo, I haven't smacked anybody all day. Hallelujah. And the first thing you know, that thing that had control of you is so far out of your life that you can't even believe it ever was a part of you. Because your faith grew exceedingly as you heard the word and acted upon the word. And you did it. Amen. And by hearing it and doing it, your faith begins to grow bigger than your problems. Amen. Final fact. Third fact is this. We must know how to release our faith. Look in Mark chapter 11. No good teacher on faith can ever finish a message on faith without going to Mark 11:22, 23, and 24. Look at this. Mark chapter 11. How am I going to release my faith? Same way the Lord said to release it. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. I like what the Amplified says. It says, have faith in God constantly. That goes right along with Galatians 3:11. Live by faith. Live every day by faith. Have faith consistently and constantly. Always living by faith. Then he tells you the two ways you're going to release your faith. Here's how I'm going to release it. Verse 23, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says shall be done, he shall have whatever he says. What's the first way that you release your faith? By believing in your heart and saying with your mouth. Same way you got saved is the same way you get everything else. Mark chapter and Romans 10, 9 and 10 said to get saved, you have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Amen. You believe for you believe in your heart unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I believe it, I say it, I get it. Amen? And so you've got to start believing the word and speaking the word. Notice he says, say to the mountain. He doesn't say talk about the mountain. He says, the mountain is your problem. The mountain is the thing you're trying to move out of your life. And Jesus says, face it, have faith in God, and tell it to be cast into the sea. Speak what you want, not what you have. I'm going to say it again. Slip right past you. Speak what you want, not what you have. As long as you speak what you have, you'll continue to have what you say, and you'll keep having the wrong thing. Amen? If I'm going to have what I say, and I say what I have, then I'm going to keep having what I have. So to change what I have to change what I say. Amen? Well, I'm just so depressed. And you're going to stay depressed. Because you're going to have what you say. Well, how do I deal with that depression? I say, depression, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out of my life. I cast you into the sea. And I thank you, Lord God, that I'm no longer depressed. I'm no longer defeated. I thank you, Lord, I'm more than a conqueror through you who loves me. Hallelujah. And when the enemy tries to come in and put it back on you, just lift your hands and say, Lord, I'm going to give you thanks and praise and worship you because my words are working for me. Hallelujah. Second way you release your faith is found in verse 24. Whatever you ask when you pray. When you pray, not when you have it, but whatever things you ask when you pray. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. I like what the King James says. He says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. You can't pray your desires on somebody else, but you can pray your desires on you. Do you hear me? I can take my desires. Somebody says, how do I know if my desire is right? Well, Psalm 37 says that if you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll place the right desires in your heart if you spend time with him. Somebody says, I don't know if this is a right desire or not. Well, have you been spending time with God? Have you been hearing his word? Have you been studying the word? Have you been spending time praising the Lord? Have you found scripture to stand upon? Because if you have, God placed that desire in your heart. Now God says, now I'll give you the desire, but for you to make it manifest, you have to do something about it. You have to take that desire and pray and believe that I will now make it yours. Are you hearing me? What's that mean? Lord, I have such pain in my body. What am I going to do? I'm going to seek your word. I'm going to praise you and worship you and thank you. And I'm going to get in the word. And so you get in the word and all of a sudden you begin to find out that, you know, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, that Jesus bore your sicknesses and carried your pains. And with the stripes that wounded him, you are healed and made whole. Then you get in Psalm 107, 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And then you get over in Exodus 23, 25 and 26, you find out that he blesses your food and water, and he takes sickness from the midst of you, praise God. And then you get on over into Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, and Jesus himself bore your sicknesses and carried your pains that he might fulfill that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. And then you get to 1 Peter 2, 24, whose own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. And all of a sudden it just begins to rise up on the inside of you, and you say, oh, glory to God, I desire to have that healing in my body, Lord. The Lord says, okay, here's how you take it. I place that desire in you based upon my word. Now believe that you receive it. Right now, while you're praying, believe that you receive your healing. Before you can see it, before you can feel it, before you can get a good report from anybody else, believe it's yours. Why? Because faith is the title deed. Faith is the assurance. Faith is the conviction that what God has said in His Word, He will do for me. And so how do I get that to work? Number one, I can either believe it and say it, or number two, I can believe it and pray it. But either way, I've got to believe I receive. I got to believe God's going to reward me. He's going to do for me what He said He would do in His Word. Why? Because God is honest. God will not lie. And God always watches over His Word to perform it. Amen? When I approach God based upon His Word, I have a solid foundation for my faith. And I have a solid foundation to believe that He'll do it for me. Amen? But guess what? I have to believe I have it. You can't wait. See, a lot of people say seeing is believing. No, it's believing is seeing. Say it again. The world says seeing is believing, but the Bible says believing is seeing.
That's good.
I have to believe it to see it. Amen? I have to receive it in faith to have it in the reality of my life. And so that's what faith is all about. Faith facts. I have faith. I'm growing my faith through hearing the Word and acting upon it. And I'm releasing my faith by speaking the right words and praying and believing I receive God's answering my prayers. And He's going to get me through. Amen?
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I pray that you enjoyed today's broadcast and the Word is ministering to your heart. I want to thank you for letting me to speak into your lives and to be able to share the Word of God with you. And I want to take a moment here at the end of the program to just give you a special announcement that of something that's great is coming up. We're going to have our Darrell Huffman Ministries Winter Bible Seminar, and it's going to start on Sunday, February 28th and go through Wednesday, March the 3rd. And so we want you to come on out and be a part of these services. The service will be at New Life Church, 1101 Cedar Crest Drive, right here in Huntington, West Virginia. And the service times will be 7 p.m. nightly. So come on out. Actually, we'll be in the Sunday morning service sharing in the regular church service at New Life Church, and then begin Sunday night at 7. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 7 p.m. we'll be sharing on the outpouring of God's Spirit and getting ready for the times of refreshing that the Lord's coming. You know, I believe we all need a time of refreshing. We all need to come and receive a fresh anointing and prepare ourselves to be a part of what God is getting ready to do. And I believe He's going to be pouring out His Spirit. He's going to be sending times of refreshing, and good things are on the way. So this will be a great time to get yourself renewed, come and hear the Word, get under the ministry, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to have a great time. So that's our Winter Bible Seminar, and it's going to be held at New Life Church on February, beginning Sunday, February the 28th, going through Wednesday night, March the 3rd at 7 p.m. nightly. So come on out, New Life Church, 1101 Cedar Crest Drive, right here in Huntington, West Virginia, and join me for our DHM Winter Bible Seminar. This year, we're getting ready for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darrellhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Darrell Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Darrell Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darrellhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Darrell Huffman.